Remarks at California Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 9, 1903. Meeting of the Board of Directors of the California Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association, duly called and held at Sanitarium, Napa County, California, on Monday, February 9, 1903, at 12 o'clock N. Present: Directors Jones, President; Parlin, Secretary; Bowen, W.C.; White, Sadler, Buchanan. Absent: Directors Knox and Loper. Also present: Jones, Wilcox, Haynes; A. Booker, Fulton; F. Zielinski, Droll, Winiger; Mrs. J. Gottsian, Evans; Brother Chrysler, Sr.; McKenterfer; and Mrs. E. G. White. Prayer was offered by Elders Sadler and Jones. The minutes of meeting held December 30, 1902, were read and approved as corrected. The following communication from Dr. Loper was presented: Pasadena, California, January 4, 1903. To the Board of Directors of the California Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association. Dear Brethren, as I am unable, by reason of the change in my residence and connection with our work in Southern California, to meet the responsibilities of medical superintendent of the St. Helena Sanitarium, and as a member of your board of directors, I herewith wish to tender my resignation as medical superintendent of the St. Helena Sanitarium, and also as a member of your board, to take effect at the pleasure of your board. Reciprocating the kind wishes that I know are entertained for me by every member of your board, I am your brother in the work, Loper. Thereupon it was moved, seconded, and carried that the resignation of Dr. Loper be accepted. Also moved, seconded, and carried that Dr. Thomas J. Evans be a member of the board of directors of this association, to fill the vacancy caused by the resignation of Dr. Loper. Also moved, seconded, and carried that Dr. Evans be the medical superintendent of the St. Helena Sanitarium. Brother Jones, of the committee to confer with Dr. Zielinski regarding his resignation tendered under date of December 8, 1902, reported that the committee had had a talk with Dr. Zielinski covering the whole ground involved, and, as a committee, as things now stand, they could not see that there was any need of accepting Brother Zielinski's resignation, or that there was any cause for his disconnecting with the institution so far. That Dr. Zielinski had acknowledged that his religious influence had not been of the positive sort that it should be, but that he had decided to change and take a more active interest religiously in the work of the institution. That the committee had decided that there was no cause for accepting his resignation, with the understanding we have at the present time. Dr. Buchanan and Brother Bowen, the remaining members of the committee, having expressed similar views, it was moved, seconded, and carried that the report of the committee be accepted. Elder Jones then presented the whole history to this date of the question regarding the location of the meeting of the General Conference, reading letters from Sister White, Brother Jones, and others. Brother Jones stated that the people at Oakland wanted the conference at Oakland. Sister White: as for my preference in the matter, it should not be taken into account. If you saw there the feelings that they had about it, pretty sharp, some of them, the feeling they had about it, I thought if it were best to have it there in Healdsburg, I could be accommodated a great deal better. But you are not to make my accommodation anything that should fix the place for holding the conference. There was nothing in it. I thought it would save you there at Oakland a good deal of expense, for they said they would open their houses freely. It would save an expense to the conference, and that is how the matter stands. If there is any preference for Oakland, I don't like Oakland at all. But if there is any preference for Oakland, what my likes or dislikes are don't come in.
Jones: of course that had quite a bearing with the decision down there of the committee, and that was why we wrote as we did. But since our meeting, referred to in that letter, the Committee of Entertainment, there have been new developments. and we have learned things that we did not know before. In regard to the climate, those who have been in Healdsburg and lived in Healdsburg at that time of the year say it is likely to be colder than in Oakland. More fog at that time, and if it should come on in rain, it would be very disagreeable there, and especially if we had to put people in tents. But now our brethren in the church are aroused, and I do not think any tents will have to be pitched. I think rooms will be found for everyone in the houses. We spoke of it in our church Sabbath, that there was a possibility of the conference going to Healdsburg. Before that, there had not been much response from our people. But as soon as it was stated that the conference might go to Healdsburg, they came forward and said, "We have not been thinking seriously over this matter. We have not got ready to say yet what we will do, but if there is any idea of its going to Healdsburg, we will say now." One brother, who had said he would take 3, stated that he would take 12. Another, who was going to take 1 or 2, said he would take 4 or 5. And so they are coming right forward and saying that we will entertain and take care of them, and we want the meeting here. My house will be at your disposal, to Sister White, if you want to come there. Sister White, you have always treated me well, and I would be glad to go there, but in some respects, I would rather be a little further off. Jones, there is no question but what we can get you a good place away from the church, where it will be comfortable for you and all right. And as far as the matter of entertainment is concerned, we can arrange that so that there will be quite a saving of expense. We did think we would have to pay for some of the delegates, but I do not now think that will be necessary. We think we can find entertainment for all of the delegates on the Oakland side of the bay. The bulletin can be printed there promptly, and we can reach so many more of our own people there, and then there is the restaurant. Sister White, I have looked it over and settled in my mind some time ago. After I heard about the matter, it was all settled in my mind that it was to go there. Jones, it would be clear, as far as you are concerned, to have it in Oakland. Sister White, yes, there is no difficulty in my mind in that. When the preference is presented here, that is enough. I did not know but what you would all feel relieved. Elder Wilcox, Brother Jones has covered the ground quite well. The 2 special things above all else that decided our committee that met the other day was Sister White's preference, and the thought on the part of the Committee of Entertainment that our brethren there in Oakland did not care for the conference. When I mentioned it in the church that it might be in Healdsburg, it stirred the church through and through. I had a talk with Brother Loughborough yesterday, and he felt much different as regards the church than he did before. Before, he thought the brethren were not ready and did not feel that they could entertain the delegates. But after the announcement was given Sabbath morning, a great many of them have been to Brother Loughborough, and Brother Loughborough feels that they can entertain the delegates in Oakland. And I am sure there would be a hearty response on the part of our brethren and sisters on the east side of the bay. And I am sure also that San Francisco will help in a financial way. It is for that reason that we got a wrong impression on the part of how the church felt. And yet I do feel that the thing as it has gone thus far is not wholly without good. The church thought, well, it is going to be held here anyway, and we won't say very much. We will simply let it come. But when they found it was proposed to have it at some other place, it stirred them all up over the matter a great deal better than anything else could have done. And so, I'm sure that the brethren and sisters down around the bay want the conference, and will do all they can to make it a success in every way. Then, of course, the bulletin can be issued very much better there. The resolutions and plans that are brought before the conference can be printed and so presented before all the delegates that they can study them and get a better idea of what they are acting upon than they could in Healdsburg. And all things considered, I am sure that it would be better to have the meeting in Oakland. Our restaurant brethren, I am sure, would have something to say in the matter, perhaps.
Brother Fulton, you know, Sister White, we are planning to have a first-class vegetarian restaurant in connection with the conference this year. and we had been laying our plans to have this restaurant in Oakland. Of course, we could have had it in Healdsburg, but it would be much more expensive to ship the cooking utensils, dishes, and all those things to Healdsburg. And so we were quite disappointed to learn that there was some possibility of its being held there. And I know that all connected with the restaurant are very much in favor of its being held in Oakland. We feel we can do much better work there and have a much better chance. Sister White.
I have no preference to remove, because I did not know what that they would consider it better to have it there. But as soon as I learned how the situation was, why then, if I went and I made up my mind, I would not dare to stay away. I would not say I would stay away. I did not dare to. And so I made up my mind that it would be in Oakland, and I have not had any thought of Healdsburg since the first introduction.
Elder White. It seems to me that it would be a decided advantage to our school, and that the experience of our school might be a blessing to the conference if we could have had the conference in Healdsburg and have it satisfactory to our people. Several hundred will probably come from the outside if there is ample accommodations. Jones. I move that it is the sense of this council that the general conference be held in Oakland. Second, and carried unanimously. Financial reports were then presented as follows. California Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association for the year ending December 31, 1902. San Francisco Branch, St. Helena Sanitarium. Sacramento Branch, St. Helena Sanitarium. Eureka Branch, St. Helena Sanitarium. It was voted that the item of $130 in the report of the California Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association, inasmuch as Dr. Evans was now connected with the institution, should be carried to profit and loss. A communication dated February 6, 1903, from the Pacific Press was presented, asking regarding the desk owned by the Pacific Health Journal, and it was moved, seconded, and carried that we express ourselves in favor of allowing Dr. Heald to have the use of the desk. Also moved, seconded, and carried that this association pay the bill of $105.63 due St. Helena Sanitarium from the Pacific Health Journal, charging same to the journal account. Attention was called to various items in the financial reports and the question as to whether they could be considered as legitimate resources, and it was moved, seconded, and carried that all of these matters be referred to the auditor for such action as he might recommend. The request from Southern California for Dr. Brighouse to connect with the work at Pasadena was mentioned, and after discussion, moved, seconded, and carried that the request be referred to a committee consisting of Brother Evans and Sadler, with the suggestion that the names of Mrs. Richmond and Mrs. Garthofner be considered in that connection. The work of Dr. Brighouse in connection with the dispensary was discussed, and inasmuch as it was felt that she was bearing a large portion of the general missionary work in medical lines, and it was proposed to still further engage her time in that way, it was moved, seconded, and carried that we recommend to the California Conference the propriety of employing Dr. Brighouse in medical missionary work around the bay. The matter of providing nurses for the Sacramento branch was considered in connection with the work at Sacramento. Attention was called to the favorable opening at Pacific Grove for establishing treatment work, and it was moved, seconded, and carried that the matter of providing nurses be referred to Drs. Evans and Winiger. Also moved, seconded, and carried that we recommend that Brother and Sister Whitney go to Pacific Grove with the idea of engaging in self-supporting work in that field in connection with this association. The situation at Eureka was then considered at some length, and it was moved, seconded, and carried that Brother Jones Evans and Parlin be a committee to plan for the work there and to secure the cooperation of the churches in that locality. The financial report of the St. Helena Sanitarium was then presented, showing a material improvement.
It was stated that owing to lower rates of interest and reduction of interest-bearing obligations, that $380 per month would be a sufficient rental for the sanitarium and premises with which to meet interest demands not otherwise provided for. Thereupon, moved, seconded, and carried that the monthly payment to be made by the St. Helena Sanitarium to this association should, until further notice, be the sum of $380 per month.
A communication from Etta Ackerman was then presented, accompanied by communication from Elder Santee regarding the issuance of diplomas to Etta Ackerman, Cora McElhaney, and Hattie Kleinschmidt. After general discussion, it was moved, seconded, and carried that this matter be referred to a committee consisting of Drs. Evans, Heald, and Brighouse. A request was presented from the Sanitarium Food Company that this board recommend rate of wages to be allowed Brother Fulton. After discussion, moved, seconded, and carried that we recommend a rate of $18 per week and board. A telegram from Dr. Kellogg, dated February 8, 1903, was read as follows. Will you join other American sanitariums in raising $2,000 for British sanitarium? Letter today. No action taken, inasmuch as offerings for that purpose had already been secured and applied through the California Conference. Dr. Droll then spoke of circular recently received asking for information concerning sanitarium work, and it was moved, seconded, and carried that we request the secretary of this association to gather from our branches all the information necessary to supply to the International Association the desired information. A communication from the Colorado Springs Sanitarium Company of Colorado Springs, Colorado, was presented regarding an advertising proposition in the Pacific Health Journal, together with correspondence between the Pacific Press and Dr. Heald. No action taken, although the sentiment was freely expressed that it was not a line of advertising that we should assume. Elder White then spoke of the lack of advertising being done to further the interests of the various sanitarium institutions on this coast, and that diligent study should be devoted to the matter of properly placing our work before the tourists coming to this coast. After discussion, moved, seconded, and carried that a committee of two be appointed by the chair to labor for the cooperation of the Pacific Association and of the Food Company for the development of a scheme of advertising in which all of our medical missionary enterprises on the Pacific coast shall unite and seek to properly represent our work before the people. Committee announced Parlin and Sadler. Possible changes in connection with the restaurant work at San Diego were discussed, and it being desirous that Brother Fulton should be empowered to represent our interests in that connection, and in the matter of the lease we now hold for the Sefton premises, it was moved, seconded, and carried that Fulton be authorized and empowered as the agent and representative of this association to make any and all such contracts and agreements that may be necessary for the proper transfer of our interests in the property and of the lease now held by us on said building. There being several vacancies in the Sanitarium Local Board, it was carefully revised, and as now constituted, made as follows. Evans Winiger, F. Zielinski, Nelson Bowen, Heald, W. C. White, Mrs. Ings, and Mrs. J. Gotzian. Moved, seconded, and carried that the salary of Dr. Evans as medical superintendent be fixed at $20 per week. It was stated by Dr. Evans that Sister Evans desired to have the privilege of carrying on some medical work for the time being without compensation for 6 months, and that she would be willing to go right ahead with a list of patients and with classwork if needed during that time. Thereupon, moved, seconded, and carried that Dr. Margaret Evans's name be added to the medical faculty of the institution. The matter of plans for strengthening our nurses' training school so that it may prepare students for the medical colleges as well as to train nurses was discussed, and it was moved, seconded, and carried that a committee of four be appointed, consisting of Jones, Evans,
Winiger, and W.C. White, to prepare propositions for consideration at the next annual meeting of the Pacific Union Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association. It was stated that certain bills owing to the Battle Creek Sanitarium from the Honolulu Sanitarium and from the Honolulu Sanitarium to the Sinaitis Food Company had been presented to the food company with request for payment. After discussion, moved, seconded, and carried, that the chairman, Elder Jones, the secretary, Parlin, and the manager of the food company, Brother A. Boker, be a committee to consider these matters regarding the payment of the claims of the Battle Creek Sanitarium and of Sinaitis Food Company against the Honolulu Sanitarium. A bill of $325 for machinery purchased by the Rural Health Retreat Association was also presented and discussed, and it was stated that a proposition was underway by the food company to use the Kellogg royalties in payment of this claim, receiving credit for account of royalties and also on account of purchase price. And it was moved, seconded, and carried that the sanitarium pay this bill through the food company.
The matter of providing a lady nurse for the work at Phoenix was discussed, and upon motion referred to the Committee on Nurses, heretofore announced, Drs. Evans and Winiger. Brief reports were also made concerning Blue Book Advertising, Orphans Fund, San Diego Treatment Rooms, San Francisco Food Store, the Vegetarian Cafe, and the 20 acres of timberland owned by the Rural Health Retreat in Humboldt County, but no action taken in any case. Upon motion, meeting adjourned. Parlin, Secretary.